you're listening to The 30 Project, in which I try to make sense of reaching a milestone age by having as many different conversations as I can with as many different people as I can. If you haven't listened before, I'm 29 and about 10 months, and the prospect of turning 30 is filling me with a bit of an existential dread. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on us when we reach this age to figure out what we want to do, or to have already figured out where we want to be, what we want to go and achieve. And I feel like this is a sort of pressure that I'm not handling very well at the moment. And I want to see if other people feel that way and really their reactions to turning 30 and whether it's been the same for them. So in this episode, I speak to Litsa Yatros. Litsa is a friend of mine who was super driven when she was in her 20s. She was a very successful hairdresser who then started running her own business as a franchise. And it all changed for her with a few key points in her life, including a car accident, which stops her being able to work, and a breakup in her relationship. After this happened, she then went to India for a month to learn how to be a yoga instructor. And I think that that's completely shifted the way that she sees the world. And it's really interesting because it all happened just after she turned 30. So I started off by asking Litsa what her life was like in her 20s before all this happened.
At 25, I was a director and a franchisee of a large hair brand on a five-year plan. And I expected 30 to be celebrations and stability, wealthy. And I guess I thought my hard work would be in that 5 years, and then my 30s would be more about settling down and coming away from career and away from being so driven, so focused. But unfortunately, that didn't go to plan. I would earn a lot of money. I would go out. I would drink a lot. I'd take some illegal substances at times. And it was my lifestyle. It was earning good money. It was being in a very creative industry where we worked very hard and there was a lot of expectations of being happy all the time, to make people feel good all the time. And that was exhausting. So you would want a release, but then you also had to get up the next day and be very happy again. And for me, it was achieving all the time, couldn't ever let anyone down. So I'd probably do more damage to myself to prevent anyone not getting the full happy Litsa. And that involved, a lot of toxic things. And now I'm 32. I've just qualified as a yoga teacher. And I look back and think all I was trying to do was fulfill what maybe society tells you you should be. And I maybe had like a little chip on my shoulder from my childhood. I saw a lot of things, so I didn't want history to repeat itself, which made me driven, but it also made me always trying to prove myself. But now I don't feel like I need to prove myself anymore. I'm not gonna lie, I'm still training myself here, okay? Because it's quite a hard adjustment to go from earning some kind of money to earning like a sugar cube amount from what you were before. So there's a transition there where you have to be really comfortable in going, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that, but does it really matter? But right now I really couldn't give a shit about money or a career.
That's a massive change from someone who is so focused on goals, success, I have to get here, I have to do this, to someone who is more at peace with themselves, how they are. What changed?
I guess the end of my relationship was probably the biggest shift, because I gave a lot to that as I did to my career. I also had a car accident, which really shifted things for me, because physically and mentally I then reached a really low point. And it's, I believe it's through your lowest points that you can only come back up, and that's where I was. So when I got my medical and I was all clear, I took myself off to India and I'd done some yoga teacher training, which yoga was a big part of my life before the car accident. And in that 4 weeks, a massive shift happened. Maybe if you spoke to me before, I probably wouldn't be so direct in saying, this is me and this is how I'm quite comfortable and I should be accepted for however, and everyone should, however you are. It shouldn't be labels, it shouldn't be status, it shouldn't be, should be that individual and who they are and what they want to be. But I think our generation, that's really hard to just go, fuck it, I don't care. I don't care what people think. I don't care if I earn half of what they earn. I don't care if I'm single at 32 and you should be married and starting to have children. You know, people will look at me and go, she's crazy, she's 32, shouldn't she be settled in life? Far from it, and I think everyone should be the same. Does any of this matter? I don't know, John. Does it matter being 30? Who cares? Who cares if you know what you want to do or you don't?
I think the thing is, I care.
I don't need to be like...
It's a valid question. And I think that it's an interesting viewpoint to say that, you know, everything is transient.
I think it's hard not knowing then... But then part of me, because for so long I didn't know, because everything crumbled in a way, and I was like, well, what's next? This was the plan. The plan was, you know, to have a business, and that was it. There was no plan B for me. That day that I had that car accident completely flipped my whole life, and I didn't realise it would. I just thought it was a car accident, and I was injured, and... it was shit being, you know, injured and in pain a lot of the time, but it would be fine. And then from that point, which is a year and 2 weeks, so one thing after another happened, and it just felt like, I don't know, like I look back now, talking to you now, I look back and go, my God, you put so much energy into a career, or you put so much energy into, like what you're saying about, you know, doing a job well and not failing and all of that. And then a click of your fingers, someone can be careless, change your life. And then you don't know. And I didn't know for ages. I just didn't know. And that was hard. So I'm not for one second saying it's not difficult to not know, because it is hard. But what about if you spin it and you say, actually, it's freedom not knowing? Because what if you were in a role where you're so driven to get the top of the ladder that you spend another 10 years getting to the top, and then you reach the top and you go, I hate it, I walked up the wrong ladder. That's how I felt.
This is almost the very core of what I'm trying to get at with this whole thing. Is that feeling? Because I feel like there are many, many, many people who I've spoken to who feel like either they've got up to a certain point on their career path on this metaphorical ladder, and they've looked out and thought, I don't know if this is the path I want to be on. And I don't know what it is about this group of people who are maybe, I don't know, a group of 5 years.
We're all the same.
Are all the same that are feeling this thing. And is it everybody? Is it everybody in the world? Is it just people within our demographic? Is it just people 26 to or 27 to 32? You know, what is it?
Sometimes, subconsciously, I don't think we realise that we're looking for happiness and we're looking for recognition and we're looking for love from external. So once I get that, I'm going to be happy. Once I get that from that person or whatever, I'm going to be happy. And then you get it and you're like, I'm still not happy. And that was something that they really taught us about, really looking and stop looking externally for your love and for your happiness and try and find it within, which is a really hard thing to do. Because again, unless you're going to move to the Himalayas and sit and meditate every day and do yoga nonstop, How does anyone find that level of contentment within? It's really hard. There has to be a point where you have a shift, and my shift is at 32, where I'm like, okay, fuck that. I've done enough loving and enough giving to so many corporate companies and so my career. What did it give to me? Absolutely nothing. It gave me nothing apart from nearly a breakdown every time. So now I don't want to exhaust myself like that anymore. I just want to just be like this. Just wear leggings and do yoga, sit and meditate and hear my mum in the background going, do you think you should get a job now? No, mum, I don't want a job. I'm fine here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't get me wrong, right? You're talking to me now, but if you filmed me before I went, I was so scared. I was so scared of like, I can only describe as everything that I had just like, it was like sand felt was falling through my fingers. It was just trickling. Everything was, I was on that plane. And I was shitting myself, John. I was so scared. I was like, will I be able to get through this? Well, you guys know. I was like, I was the lowest of the low and I was getting on a flight all the way to India. I've never been to India before. About to throw myself in some real intense training mentally and physically. And all I did was underestimate myself and tell myself I'm not going to do it. And the day I was on the flight, I thought, shit, I'm actually doing it.
How long do you think in your life you were underestimating
yourself? Whole time. Always. Always was the strength for everyone else, but always doubted myself. Had a real drive to prove myself, to be perfect. People think I'm really confident. Like a lot of people, unless you're close to me, think I'm really confident. And sometimes that's frustrating because you get labelled, again, you get labelled with the face and the mask that you put on. They think you're not sensitive or they think shit's fine, where really I'm just covering up.
And do you feel now a sense of, I don't know, liberation from that? Do you feel like that cycle's been broken and that almost that spell that you put on yourself has been broken and now you feel like you can be more yourself and be able to show vulnerability?
The blessings out of being 32 and being where I am and talking about that whole transition from the 30 to wherever, I think age doesn't matter at all. I think it's okay to not know what you want, John. And I think you should feel really great that you don't know what you want because you've got years to find it out and it's fine. And I also think that what really matters is what we're doing now, like the friendships that you have, the people that you have that see you grow, that hold you when you need support, and that there'll be one day where it comes your way and you guys need support. And no age kind of puts a block on that, because when you have strong bonds with people and you have strong relationships with people, I think that's all that really matters.
So there you go, that was Litsa Yatros, who has changed her life really since turning 30 and has a completely different perspective on the way she is and what she wants to do. I think it's really inspirational to see the way that Litsa has changed and to see that it's possible to have that different perspective in your life, although, I mean, she did have to go through quite a bit of trauma in order to get there. But at the same time, it's really good to see that she's come out the other side. So thanks very much for listening. Don't forget that you can go to the30project.co.uk to see other episodes that I've done. And very soon we'll have some more conversations with people about this prospect of turning 30, which, despite all the chats I've had so far, still isn't feeling great. Okay, thanks very much. Bye.